possible. By the time the empty trailer was discovered, Dare was already heading over the border into San Diego, where Trace waited. Over the years, he'd built up alliances everywhere and sometimes worked with coyotes, who made a living taking people back and forth over the border. Thanks to those contacts, even with the extra cargo slumped in his back seat, no one had stopped him as he went through the border checkpoint. The van had been given only a cursory inspection, his weapons ignored, and the excuse of the women being tired, never mind that one was beaten and haggard, only half-dressed, had satisfied all questions. Both men were damn good at what they did, but Trace couldn't go after his sister himself as he'd wanted, because the men holding her knew what he looked like. Before he'd have gotten close to Tijuana, Trace would have been spotted by lookouts. So Dare had gone, and come back with more than he'd bargained for. Making a small sound, Alani tucked her face in closer to her brother's shoulder. The siblings shared blonde hair and light brown eyes, but that's where the physical similarities ended. Trace was 30, of an age with Dare, 8 years older than his sister. He stood 6 foot